In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lenten season just passed was notable in many ways, and especially for the number of people who came to confession. We offered extra confession times all throughout Lent, and during the last week, there was a priest in the confessional 6 hours a day. Even so, on Spy Wednesday, the last day for confessions, we had 4 priests hearing confessions constantly for over 2 hours. And from talking to other priests in the upstate, I gather that our experience here at Prince of Peace was not that unusual. This is a welcome development, since in many parts of the country, confession has almost disappeared from the life of Catholics, at least according to the Pew survey and other statistical measures. And from my own limited experience, I've found that in certain parishes, very few people come to confession. I don't know all the reasons for this, but at least part of the problem is that priests don't preach enough on sin and the need for repentance. Priests, like other people, want to be liked, and we don't want to appear to be judgmental or hung up on sin. But this is a selfish and short-sighted attitude. Ignoring sin is not going to make it disappear. Rather, like a cancer, it will metastasize and eventually kill the soul. And indeed, the priest has a spiritual responsibility for his parishioners and those in his care. If he does not preach the truth of the gospel and warn them of their spiritual failures, then he will be guilty as well. And so I find it very touching that in today's gospel reading, actually we had the gospel for Easter, but what should have been the gospel reading of the appearance of Jesus to his disciples after his resurrection, our Lord gave the apostles the power to forgive sins. Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive men's sins, they are forgiven them. If you hold them bound, they are held bound." We are called to a new life of perfection and grace, and to walk in the light of the beauty of Christ, knowing that he is with us always, even to the end of the world. But as beautiful and meaningful as that life of grace is for us, we also know that we are weak and fallible creatures. The good that I would, that I do not, and the evil that I would not, that I do, said St. Paul. And certainly he was speaking here for all of us and our experience of the trials and difficulties of the Christian life. And therefore our Lord gave us this most beautiful sacrament of confession, showing us that forgiveness is an essential part of that new life to which we are called. There is a lovely story which I like to tell to those who are struggling to accept forgiveness. There was a little boy in Mexico who was having visions of Jesus. The bishop came to hear of it, and he called the boy to him. "Little boy," he said, "you're not really seeing Jesus, are you?" "Oh, yes, bishop, I am," the boy replied. "All right," the bishop said. "The next time you see Jesus, I want you to ask him a question." "What is it?" the boy asked. "Ask Jesus what I said at my last confession." "All right," the boy said. A month went by, and the bishop had been to confession, and he saw the little boy again. "Little boy," he said, "have you seen Jesus recently?" "Oh, yes, bishop," the boy said. "I just saw him yesterday." "And did you remember to ask him the question?" "Yes, bishop, I asked him what you said at your last confession." "And what did Jesus say?" the bishop asked. The little boy replied, "Jesus said, I forget." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.